Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Mike, good morning. You want to tell us what's going on with Abby?
Hey, yeah, it's cool to be here. So I can't tell you much about Abby because she hasn't responded in a couple weeks.
Well, what can you tell us, like, about the date itself?
Well, we went to a fun place after work, and we tried some appetizers, and she really liked the spot a lot.
Good. Good start.
So was it kind of casual? You said after work, was it just like, hey, you want to meet up, you know,
or happy hour?
Happy hour or something like that, or what?
Yeah, it was casual. We didn't get too deep about stuff. We just, like, you know, talked about surface level things. It was fine.
And did you, you obviously got along well, if you want to see her again, Mike?
Yeah, I thought we did.
And we asked this because we try to pinpoint a reason maybe why Abby isn't getting back to you. Is there any sort of red flag or any moment that might have seemed uncomfortable or awkward between the two of you?
One moment that was a little uncomfortable for me personally was when we were sitting at the bar. The bartender started hitting on her, but she's really pretty, so I feel like she gets that all the time, but that was just one moment.
But I mean, like, okay, so he just starts flirting with her. I mean, it was pretty obvious that you guys were on a date, right?
Was she encouraging the flirting?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm pretty secure about myself, so it was fine. It wasn't a big deal.
Got it. And before we call, what is it, Mike, about Abby that you are attracted to?
I mean, there's a few things. Obviously, like I mentioned, she's really pretty. But B, I mean, she just seems like a really cool person, like a person I'd like to get to know. She seems down to earth. And yeah, I feel like we connected on a lot of things. So yeah, it was a good time.
All right. Well, you sound like a good guy, and let's see if we can help. So let's call Abby and find out.
Hello.
Hi, could we speak to Abby, please?
Yeah, who is this?
Yeah, hi, good morning, Abby. Sorry to trouble you this morning. It's not a sales call or anything like that, but just bear with me and please don't hang up. Our names are Thunder and PT, and we co-host a morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf, and we're hoping you would just have a few minutes to join us on the air this morning.
I'm sorry, a radio?
Yeah, we actually do a segment on our show called Second Date Update, where we call people who've been out on a first date but aren't getting back to the other for a second after the first.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you remember a gentleman that you went out with a couple weeks ago named Mike?
I mean, yes. Kind of a loaded question with Mike.
Okay. So here's the thing. So Mike reached out to us because of the fact that he had a great time with you. Like, that's the premise of it, is he wants to see you again. So
yeah, and you said that was a loaded question. Can you just tell us first what you mean by that?
I mean, yeah, he's a nice guy. I'm sure you guys could tell. He seems really well-intentioned. But honestly, he's a, I don't know how you put this, like a wannabe bartender, and he's really terrible at it.
Okay, so what, did he go behind the bar on your date, or?
Oh, gosh. I mean, he might as well have, but, okay, whatever the bartending equivalent of a backseat driver is, that's Mike.
To the bartender?
No, he insisted that the poor bartender creates this Frankenstein drink, uh-huh, and was convinced that I'd love it.
Okay, so he was, like, telling the bartender or instructing the bartender how to make your drink, and then...
Almost seems like he was trying to impress you with his bartending knowledge or something like that?
Yeah, it just came off so, like, so pushy and kind of corny, and he was telling the bartender, like, precisely how much to pour and to stop and to keep going.
How was the drink?
Oh, imagine randomly selecting whatever is handy, like the leftover things, and just throwing it together over ice. It was disgusting.
Okay. And did you tell him, like, that you didn't like it or you wanted something else?
I didn't want to be rude. Yeah. And the bartender, thankfully, was nice enough to, like, slip me a Coke so that I didn't go thirsty, because I just couldn't sip it. It was, like, making me gag.
First, the bartender was totally into you.
Hello?
Okay. And my drinks are elite level, so if you can't appreciate that's on you.
Mike, hang on. Yeah, Abby, I'm sorry. We had Mike on hold, I thought, and then we didn't mute him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I'm sorry we forgot to tell you that.
But hang tight, though, because, I mean, I kind of want to hear what the deal is with this drink.
Like, please.
First of all, Mike, is it a Frankenstein? It's a drink?
Listen, you know what? It hits every taste bud. It hits sweet, salty, sour, bitter, all in one drink. So, if you don't have a sensitive enough palate, you wouldn't understand.
What, Mike?
No.
Go ahead.
I have a very, like... I love all different kinds of drinks and food. My palate is very, like, mature. And that drink tasted like just college and it was awful.
Like college.
Okay, I told you I wanted a mocktail. Okay, I didn't even want to drink that night. And then you overruled the bartender's suggestion and made him give me lemonade with bitters and hot sauce. That was an insult to my taste buds.
Yeah, what's that all about, Mike?
Listen, if he had done the salt rim the way I asked, it would have blown your mind.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
You can do whatever you want, but why inflict your concoctions on me?
You know what? I guess I was wrong about you. I thought you were fun and adventurous.
My idea of fun and adventurous is not drinking disgusting things. And honestly, until we met, I thought you were cute and thoughtful.
Yeah, it feels a little controlling. Mike, to be honest.
Especially if she wanted a mocktail. Like, she didn't even really want it. It's almost like you were...
This is what it's like.
Yeah.
That you were at a restaurant and sitting down and ordering for her... You were ordering her meal without even knowing or asking her what she liked.
She'll have the pasta. Yeah, exactly. Linguine or whatever.
Do we have that right, Abby?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, sometimes it's one strike and you're out.
You know what? I need someone more in my league anyway, but thanks for trying.
All right. See, what? Is that a league of being overly domineering or what?
It's a league of knowing what good taste is.
All
right. Abby, I can hear in your voice. It's a no for a second. Yeah. Mike, it's a no. You can't be shocked by that.
No, not right now. No, I'm not.
Yeah, okay. Abby, we are sorry to trouble you this morning. But you've been very forthcoming, and I cannot tell you how much we appreciate this. Mike, I think you didn't sound like a bad guy when we talked to you. You sound like a decent guy, but, you know, let the woman drink whatever she wants.
Yeah, who cares what she orders? My God.
Yeah. She can drink whatever she wants.
Okay. Apparently not, but... Okay, Abby, we thank you. And Mike, better luck next time out there, and thanks for being on.
Second date update.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.